The work. Okay.
Probably won't work anyway.
So we have to check the work.
Yeah.
Honestly, and for the people in this room, you have the belief. Yes. You got a belief. You have the ability to perform. Like when you do what you do, people love it. Whether you're making money from it or not. Ability. Checking the work ethic. How's our work ethic? Are we out there mashing it every single day? Are we working as hard on this thing, this dream, this desire as we are or as we were on our job? Do we put in the hours? Do we put in the work? I think that's going to trip people up. But I think it goes off of back to the belief, right? Because you're not going to go out there like mashing it. If you don't believe, and it's how I like to share it. If you don't believe that you're the only person in the desert with water, I believe with this content creation workshop, this boot camp, I believe we're the only person in the desert with water. Mm-hmm. You need this. Mm-hmm. I'm so passionate about this topic because I know that people can be career creators. Like you can make a whole 6-7 figure income just by creating content. So when I'm talking to somebody and they say, "Well, I don't have the money," or whatever their excuse is, I don't just let it go. Because now my mind is you don't even realize how much it's costing you to not come to the workshop. But you have to do the work, but that work ethic is going to be based on belief, yes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're on the same page. Really, if you don't have a goal, you're somewhat hoping that things just go well. It's really a hope and a wish. And here's what I do understand 100% about. You cannot get rich with hope. You can't get rich with wishes. I'm here to tell you, you cannot be a millionaire with hope. But if you haven't set a target and you're actively walking towards that target, you're hoping and wishing that things go well. I think Harriet Tubman's a good example. She was not hoping and wishing that things go well. She understood something that a lot of us do not understand is that things don't go well. You guys understand that? Things don't just go well. In fact, I think things have a tendency to not go well by design. If you just let life be life and just hope that it goes well, you will be severely disappointed. It just is what it is. I don't know why it's that way. If you're not working on yourself and you're not growing, you're not developing, you're not like doing the things that I'm going to talk about in a second, things will not go well. Success is intentional. Wealth is intentional. Throw it in the chat if you agree that happiness is intentional. But if we're going to be intentionally happy, we have to, one, decide that we're going to be happy, and then identify all the things that it's going to take to become happy. And then we have to act on this stuff to become happy. Happiness is a job. It takes work. You don't just wake up happy. You don't just be happy. It is work. It takes work. Just like wealth takes work. Success takes work. It all takes work. But I think there's three things that we got to check. Okay? There's three things we have to check. We're going to have to check our head, the things that are going on in our head. We have to check the things that are going on in our heart. And we have to check the things that go on with our hands. But so no one is a consistent person. It's just like we prioritize. But we've all prioritized something. So I can't say that anybody in this room isn't consistent because you are. It's just the thing that you're consistent in is either detrimental or it's not really moving the needle. So consistency. You wake up maybe the same time and you brush your teeth. And you have the same consistent routine where, I don't know, you floss. So my routine is I floss, I'll
put some peroxide, swish it around for a little bit. Then I brush my teeth, and then I do the little tongue scraper. Y'all use the tongue scraper? No, y'all don't. Use a little tongue scraper. And then I use mouthwash, spread it out, and that's my routine. I'm consistent in that. And some of you all are consistent. Maybe you wake up the same time every day. Maybe you you prepare your coffee same way, same time every day. You're consistent in the thing that you do at work. It's just not a life-changing consistency. So we can be consistent, but we'd have to target that consistency to a thing.
Yeah.
Right? So yes. So back to your point. We have a big goal and we got to figure out what is the most important part about this big goal that I need to be consistent in? And what we decided was every single Monday, we're releasing an episode. Mm-hmm. Today, we release something every day. Today, we're doing a blog post every couple days or so. Today, we're posting on Instagram or TikTok and all that kind of stuff. We're uploading an audio every day. Today, we're doing that. Mm-hmm. But the first thing, if you remember what I said, jumped on a call and said, we will release an episode every single Monday.
Mm-hmm. Or there's a consequence.
Or there's a consequence, for sure. And then we would do, you remember, it would be like an interview Monday. The next Monday, me and Donnie episode.
Yep.
The next Monday, interview. Next Monday, me and Donnie episode. Mm-hmm. But then somehow we was like, all right, we need to pick this up. Mm-hmm. We need to pick this up. So we went to Monday interview, Thursday, me and Donnie. And it's every single week consistently. But it started with one day.
I was looking for this environment and I just couldn't find it. Right? Anybody ever feel like that? You're in your city. It's like, where do you find these successful people? I don't know. And I think what happened was I really got into personal development and I started listening to Jim Rohn.
Jim will change your life. And
my gosh, he had these philosophies and these ideologies and the way he thought I could just relate to. So he would like break down these big complex subjects mm-hmm. and just teach it so that a kid can understand it, mm-hmm. so that I could understand it. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I started listening to this stuff over and over and over and over and over again. I stopped watching TV and I just kept listening to this stuff. What happened was I would do the same thing every weekend with my friends. Like we go out to the club, we're going to hang out. We're all going to chip in, put money on a bottle. We'll drink it before we get there so we don't have to buy drinks when we get in the club. That's the routine. We're going to pregame. Pregame was designed for people like me and my friends. I'm not about to spend $10 on a drink when we get a whole bottle for $40 and we all put money in. We'd be in there, be drunk by the time we get there. Never mind. I'm sorry. I had a flashback a little bit.
I didn't have that experience.
Oh,
go,
man.
Come back to the podcast.
So, like, I'm in this environment. This is what we do. It's expected on the weekends. This is what we're going to do. But I start listening to this personal development. It's just, he opened my mind up to a whole nother idea. And what happened was the environment that I started to go to now, I was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't like cut them off like, I'm gonna stop messing with y'all. It was just, we doing this again, y'all?
And then if you mention not doing it, you're the outcast.
Oh, yeah.
You're the outcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, this is what we need to do. We need to save our... And I think maybe my friends just thought I was trying to recruit them because I got into a business and I'm like, ooh, I can make some money. And I get in this other environment and I'm telling my friends, like, listen, y'all, all you got to do is find three people. And those three people find three people.
And we reach.
We went. I think more than the recruiting... I'm just becoming something different. I see the game. I see that we're going to spend $100 tonight when we could take this $100, you can sign up in this company that I'm in.
Yeah.
But I don't think my major goal was necessarily to recruit them. It was really to just involve them in what I'm doing. And they start to separate themselves. Mm-hmm. Because in this environment that I'm in with this new mindset, it just doesn't make sense. So I started to change. And the environment that I was comfortable in got uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go find some comfort somewhere. And I found comfort in these conversations.
Yeah.
So now I'm seeking out these environments. Listen, if you're taking a note,
You will always seek refuge in where you're comfortable.
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
My goal at this point was to find where I'm comfortable. I'm now comfortable talking about success. I'm not comfortable going to the club, drinking, hanging out. I'm just not comfortable there. But it started with myself.
Yeah.
It started with me. It started with me at least making a decision to say, I'm going to stop listening to music in the car. Now, I know some people, they may love music. But I started to realize that music does something to you. It does something. I'm talking about hip hop, R&B, whatever. There are messages. Yeah. Am I bugging? Am I tripping? They're like messages. Now, we like the beat. We sing along with it, and then the song gets stuck in our head. But whatever's in our head shapes us. It's not like just the music that's in our head doesn't shape us, and we just like the beat. I had to stop listening to Mary J. Blige. I love Mary J. But my mindset started thinking, man, I ain't never about to be married. I'm straight. All them drama songs, I was like, man, relationships ain't for me. I'm being single for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Where I want to go, that's what I allow in my mind. So now, I don't care where you live, what city you live, you can change your environment. But we got to start with the environment in our mind first.
Issue is, there's been a lot of done-for-you shaming in the streets, okay?
Yes. Meaning,
if you do a thing, then you're not cool. You're not scaling your business because, oh my gosh, you actually do it?
You do it?
Right? That's what this thing has become. Nobody good is going to do the work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to have this conversation, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
What we talked about, working in your business versus on your business. And I am a big advocate right now, and Donnie may have a different perspective. I am a big advocate for working in your business right now. I am working in my business. I'm in a season right now. It's not about working on the business. I am working in the business. I am doing the work. We here every single day, recording this content, creating the strategy, putting it all together. Because I think the talent pool of people that can actually execute is very, very slim. So me and Reese, we jump in here and we work.
So let's just make this little list. Okay, let's start with the heart. What are the things that we have to put into our heart to become happy, successful, wealthy? Throw it in the chat. What are some things that we got to put in? Okay, I'll start with one. We have to put in belief. We have to develop some sort of belief in our heart. Because imagine this. Imagine we think strategically. We've got a plan. We're willing to do the work. But if this activity isn't empowered or fueled by some sort of belief system, you're not actually going to work as hard and you're not going to think as hard either. Because it starts here. So when we make I ask everybody, what is our goal by the end of the year? Or by January 1st, what do we have to accomplish? Now, some of you said some stuff, but here's what I know about a lot of what you said. You don't truly believe it. And if you don't believe it, you're not going to go at it with all your heart. If you don't truly believe it. If you're hoping that it happens, okay. Let's say someone you love dearly, and they have never, ever lied to you. They've never, ever lied to you. And they said, if you do me a favor, if you would cut my grass, I will give you $50. This is someone you love dearly. They've never, ever lied to you. You trust them. You believe that whatever they say is true. And they say, if you cut my grass, I will give you $50. You would be willing to cut the grass, you will be willing to make plans after, and you do it with the best of your ability because you know 100% that they are going to pay you after you do this work. Okay. Imagine somebody you don't trust. You don't trust them as far as you can throw them. Every time you talk to them, they're liars. They lie about something. You know those, y'all have any people in your life like, you don't even know why they lying. Like, why are you... It ain't even that serious to lie. And I said, if you cut my grass, I will give you $50. You'll probably ask for the money up front. They say, well, I got to go get it. You'll either not do it or you're not going to give it your best. You're not going to like get them hedges. You're not going to like make that cool little line between the concrete and the grass on the grass. You're not going to go as hard because there's some sort of belief system that's saying it's a possibility that this won't work out. I'm not about to make no plans to spend some money that I ain't get from somebody that I don't trust. But if you believe in that thing, you go extra hard. The real challenge is our belief system. Here's what I would rather you do. And we could argue about this. I don't know. I would rather you make small goals that you believe in than big goals that you don't. I would rather you make small goals that you 100% full-fledged believe in. If you say by the end of the year, I'm going to make an extra $10,000 outside of my job, and that is that's something you know 100% you can do, I'd rather that be the goal than you set a goal that, okay, I can make $50,000. I could, but I don't necessarily believe it. Here's what's funny. Even if you don't believe it and you go for 50, you'll probably make 20. If you 100% believe that you can make 10, you'll probably make the 10. But what's more important is the confidence in knowing that you can set a goal and go after it. Because if you set 50 and you go for 20, you might be somewhat disappointed. And you'll constantly set high goals that you don't believe in, and you're starting to create a pattern of disbelief, and you're setting your goals based off of disbelief. I don't just shoot high goals just to be shooting high goals. Just because someone said if you shoot for the moon, you'll probably hit the stars. For me, personally. Now, this might be the wrong philosophy. I think Les Brown wouldn't agree with that, right? I think that was his quote. Shoot for the moon, you'll probably hit the stars, or shoot for the stars, you'll hit the moon, something like that. Whatever's closest and farthest. But what I'm doing is I set a goal that I will have 100% belief in. But what that has done is created a pattern in my life. Because I used to set really high goals. Sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. And what that created inside of me is me trying to get lucky. And I don't like that.
My new message is let's work in our business. I just heard too many people thing. Like, here's the thing. So your business is automated. But if you were to really get in there, like hitting them streets, you 10X your results.
For sure.
You 10X. For sure. That's where I'm at right now. Like, I'm in the streets. I ain't too good to do the work
anymore.
Right now. Well, just in the season that we're in, yeah. Right? So I'm a believer. I'm in a season. Let's just go build. I would never just lock down and do a webinar every single week, but that's what I'm gearing up for, because we're gonna jump into a season where we run tens of thousands of people into this morning meetup, and then maybe I'll jump out of that season and then cultivate the growth and maybe not be so on like building the business, but not building the business and like taking care of family and kind of taking care of myself mentally, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just these seasons, but you got to be very, very careful. I remember I was on a call with Spectacular. It was, you know, just super, super rich. Him 500. Like all these people were on this call and they're talking about the results and, you know, how they got clients and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, yo, what do you do? Because a lot of people on the call didn't know. And I'm telling them about this morning meetup, $79 a month. They're like, yo, you're bugging. It's like, yo, you need to at least make it 197, because the higher you charge, the more quality person and the quality people, they do the work. And I'm like, what was crazy is I never... Social Proof family, listen, I saw the most incredible device. It's called the Eufy Video Lock. Imagine this, smart lock, 2K camera and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security. But it's not just security, it's also for convenience. Imagine this, you're on the couch and your kids lose their keys. They come home, ring the doorbell, expect you to get up. You don't have to do that anymore. You can look at your kids on the phone and then unlock the door without getting up from the couch. This is a game changer, y'all. Super easy to install. Just need a Phillips head screwdriver. It's so easy. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling keys while you're coming home with bags full of groceries. You don't have to worry about friends and family coming through that you want to let in, losing their keys. Short-term renters. If you are in Airbnb space or you have some rental property, you can let the people in virtually from your phone. And get this, it has AI self-learning chip embedded for the fingerprint recognition, meaning the more you use it, the more accurate it becomes. Game changer. No battery anxiety, lasts up to 4 months, and
you'll get a low battery notification. All you do is hook it up to a power bank and use your physical key if you need to, but you don't have to worry about that. Passcode unlocking and remote control with 2K Clear Sight. Super enhanced night vision, so it's optimized even in the evening. Secure your packages, two-way audio, so you can talk to the UPS guy. This is a game changer, okay? It's no monthly fees. Unlike those other brands charge monthly fees, you don't have to worry about storage. You don't have to pay for storage. Customer service is there 24/7. I'm loving this product. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever have somebody ring your doorbell? You wonder who it is? You can see exactly who it is and unlock the door or keep the door locked if you want to. This is a game changer. Listen, search Eufy Video Lock. That's UEFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever wavered. Even while they were telling me, I never thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to have to shut it down. I never thought that because I wasn't necessarily looking at it as the best way to make money, but it was the best way to bring a community together that feeds me. Being on the call helps me, mm-hmm. just like it helps the people on the call. So I'm not thinking, because you don't like the strategy, I'm not going to do something I love.
But we got to obviously make a decision that you're going to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And then I would say that number three is decide what you're going to be consistent in. Mm. And in the decision of being consistent, it doesn't necessarily have to be directly related to the thing you want to be consistent in. You have to develop a habit of being consistent. So you might say, my consistent habit, I want to consistently work on a business, right? But I need to do something that allows me to easily start developing the habit, which might be, okay, I'm going to do 10 pushups every day. Now, the 10 pushups every day doesn't necessarily equate to you being consistent in a business, but it does add to your ability to be consistent in anything. Because if you can be consistent in anything, you can be consistent in everything. Because how you do anything is how you do everything, right? So we have to start to develop the habit. So let's just decide what that habit's going to be. My first habit in the consistency journey of this podcast, because we release episodes all over the place, you know, I said, we're going to pick a day, and on Monday, we're going to release an episode. I remember coming on to the morning meetup and saying, hey, if I don't release an episode every single Monday, I'm going to come on here and give away $500. I don't know how I'm going to distribute it.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because I guess the next step would be when you decide it, and it has to be some sort of consequence.
So that, I think that would be accountability. That's where I was going to go next. Like, you got to hold yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like for everybody to do is have like an introspective moment. Look at what you're getting in life. And I just want you to ask yourself, is this what I like? Logically, you're not saying, oh, I love being broke. Oh, I love having overdrafts. I love not having enough. But do you? Like deeper than like the logical idea of your struggle, because there's something about it that you like.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt said this to somebody one time. They were, I think they was at their job for like 15 years. Somebody, it was like, I forgot what the job was, but it was like one of those jobs you look up like, yo, bro, you still here. But it was like 15 years. And my aunt, she just like real brash. She was like, dang, you must like it. He's like, nah, it pays the bills. No, you must like this. It's not that it just pays the bills. It's not that you couldn't find anything else. You like this. Some of us have an idea and you like not being able to attain the dream because you like just talking about it. And you like being able to blame people for not having other people support you. You like that. You into that.
Stir up the drama.
You much rather talk about your failures than your successes because people give you more love.
Mm.
You get way more love.
Yes, you do.
When you're not attaining your dream. When you get fired, you can't wait to get to your friend's house.
Look at this morning meetup. There are so many people who have way more courage to go out and become an entrepreneur, not because I'm giving a good presentation. Is this true? It's not that Dave's giving the most amazing information and I never heard this stuff before. The major value is not David. The major value is not Bryn. The major value isn't the guest speakers. That's not the major value. The major value is the fact that we got almost 500 people on this Zoom call and we're all in the same mindset. We're all doing stuff. That's why when I come on the call, I say, yo, is there anything anybody can brag about? Anybody got anything that they want to share? Any type of accomplishments? Because when you're in an environment of people that are accomplishing stuff, it makes it so much easier. Look at people who aren't entrepreneurs that join this call and they see all these entrepreneurs doing stuff. And they're like, yo, I could do this. Marlon left his job, not because he was at his job and he was tired of it. I believe, this is just me, I believe he's been exposed to so much in this past year. It makes it kind of hard to not be. Marlon, what are you thinking? Give me your thoughts.
No, this past year has been life-changing, to say the least. I want to get off my soapbox, but no, that's definitely the reason why.
He left his job because he's finding less and less people who have a job. Yeah, right now, I can probably count on one hand how many people that I know that has a job.
In my first book, I wrote I painted a picture like that we are on this journey to reach success, like this pot of gold. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really work like that because the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is empty. The key is on this journey, you're picking up bits of gold. So by the time you get to this empty pot, by the end of the rainbow, you're dumping it all in. Now you have this pot of gold, right? It's not just there full waiting for you, right? You have to pick up these little gems along the way. Mm. And the consistency of like walking, you'll start to pick up little, if you make your bed every single day, eventually you'll pick up these little, oh, I could just tuck it that way. Yeah. If you're making the rotatouille.
The Rotel dip.
Rotel, you make it every day. So Donnie, she was making it twice a year.
Yeah.
So of course she has her system, but if she makes it every day, eventually she would have came up with a process where she doesn't have to wash this pot. Mm-hmm. She would have came up with a process to do it a little faster, just like getting it done. So you got to be comfortable picking up gold nuggets along the way.
Yeah.
And that needs to be the reward.
Yeah.
The reward should be the consistency. You should celebrate. Take yourself out to eat because you did the thing consistently 20 days a year. Mm-hmm. Or 20 days straight, right? In factories, they have their every day counting how many days they went without an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, there's a reward.
Mm.
Every day. And once that number gets too big, everybody gets excited. And everybody's helping their brother or sister, or their coworker to say, yo, no, you got to do it this way. We don't want to mess up that number.
Yeah.
So they're excited about the number.
Yeah.
And I think we it's not the act that we like, it's the feeling. So we don't like the initial act of drinking. It doesn't taste good, but we like the feeling of letting our cares go, being intoxicated, right?
But how do we get people to like the feeling of success? Like,
but I'm trying to get them to understand that it's normal, even in entrepreneurship. Mm. I don't necessarily like the act, oh, we get to set up the cameras and we get the lights and all that kind of stuff. And then we got to go to the store and get a cord that doesn't work. The one we bought didn't work. And then I got to fly all my friends down here to pay for it. Then I got to get Donnie a room, and she don't like the room, and she complains about the room, and then talks about I don't do four-star hotels, all kind of bougie stuff.
I don't do four-star
the
hotels.
The act of all that isn't... I hope you guys aren't looking forward to the act of entrepreneurship. The act of it. But if you can start falling in love with the feeling of satisfaction, the feeling of hitting your goal, the feeling that you're going to feel right now is going to be super frustrated. When you start thinking about all the stuff that you need, it's going to be mad overwhelming. You're coming up with the goal. And then this is why I don't recommend a whole bunch of people, especially new entrepreneurs, doing multiple businesses. Mm-hmm. Think about this. One business has 5-6 things that you need to do to make that business successful. But the 5 or 6 have 5 or 6 each.
Yeah.
That they all need to, okay. So I want to start a podcast. Great. So we got to get the equipment. We got to make sure we have time in the schedule to do it. And then we got to find guests. Finding guests is a whole job in itself. Finding the equipment, like, okay, there's a million type of microphones. Then after you get all the equipment list, you got to figure out the money. How are you going to get the money? Then you got to figure out a plan to get the money. Imagine doing that for 3 or 4 things. That's what I would recommend. Beginning entrepreneurs, doing more than one business because there's so many legs to it. Hmm. But I'm telling you, just how you take that first drink, I don't like it, but I'm just waiting for the feeling. We'll endure that, but not entrepreneurship. Because when you start having the goal and all the stuff that you need, it's going to be super overwhelming, but just start checking it off. And the feeling of checking something off, that's what I want you to get addicted to. It works with liquor. It works with drinking.
It works.
I don't even know nobody really got a job. And maybe it's Atlanta. It's maybe this environment, but of course. Okay. Anyway. So we got to check our hearts. And we have to put in courage, we have to put in belief, we have to put in confidence, but we have to take out of our heart, we have to take out of our heart, it's active emotions. Let me get to my board. Can I show you on my board? Am I? Okay. We got to take out active emotions. Acting on our emotions. I don't know if that would be active emotions, but acting, I should put acting on emotions. It's okay to feel away. But if all of our activity is based on what we feel in our heart, I'm telling you, you are on a road to disappointment. Okay. I'm telling you, I'm not going to stay on it long, but we got to be very careful with how we use our emotions. You may feel angry. And if you let the emotion of anger dictate your activity, you might find yourself in jail for the rest of your life. If you let your emotion dictate your activity, if you are angry with your spouse, it will dictate what you do. Some people can't restrain their emotions from activity. And you wind up saying something to someone you love in a moment of acting on your emotions. And you lose the person forever. You can't, like, sometimes you say something to somebody, you can't take it back. And an apology doesn't remove the scar. They'll never forget it. But sometimes we're acting on our emotions. So I'm saying in this journey of success, entrepreneur, because we're going to talk about how we can make more money, we got to stop moving off of passion. An emotion. Now, our passion might fuel some activity if it's positive, but don't let your negative emotions get too active.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega
stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.